Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this episode of Genesis Talks with Dr. V. Oh yes, it's time. It's time for us to hear what God really said. Have you ever wondered if God really said that? Oh yeah, we've heard from others. We've heard from those that we've trusted. We've heard from those that we thought knew it better than we knew ourselves. And we've also heard from ourselves. But in life, career, business, and ministry, it's truly time that we hear God's voice. Not our own, not others, but what God has said. He's going to speak tonight through our speaker. And He invites you to ask revealing questions and expect the carefree of answers. It's time. Get your cup for Genesis Talks with Dr. V.
Grace. Peace. Joy, faith, love, Dr. G.
Well, good 2015 fabulous evening to everyone. If you just tune in or if you're listening live archive or just listening now, you are listening to and tuned into Genesis Talks with Dr. V and Prophetess Tanya. Good evening, Prophetess.
Good evening, Dr. V. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It seems like it's been too long, too long.
I know. It's been a while.
I know. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too.
And I'm sure our listening audience have missed us too. Well, you know what? I think we had to take some time and end the year. We had to just kind of like, how they say, exhale.
Yes, absolutely.
Regroup. Think about it a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited that we did that because as during that quiet time, and I believe that the Lord spoke to my spirit about how we are to move forward in 2015. And I wanted to, how you say, I wanted this time when we launched again for it to be not only meaningful to all of our listeners, but I wanted the show to impact me as well and be in kind of like sync with what God is doing with me. And so I'm excited that God answered that that prayer.
Yeah,
I made a commitment, Tanya, to be a completer, to finish what I start. And I know that that sounds like one of those New Year resolutions, but that's the only resolution that I made, and I made it inclusive of every place in my life to where, in every area of my life where I've started something and did not complete it, whether it was in my personal life and life, career, business, and ministry, whether it was just the beginning of the day or the end of the day, whatever I started, I wanted to be found at the end of it all, being the one who can say, I finished it, I completed it, it's done. I stayed the course, as it was. So, yeah, so that's why we are here where we are tonight. And I wanted to start this month. And so this is the first month. We're down to the third week, but it is still this month, right? January, right?
It is.
Oh, and it is. As we have been communicating back and forth on Facebook, I see that you made some New Year's decorations as well, right?
Yes, I have. I promised myself that I will be in my full purpose, that I will walk with honesty, and that sounds strange, but I have to explain that, and authenticity. I say honesty because this last year God has just been peeling away, and he says in his word that he wants truth in our inward parts. So if I don't feel like doing it, I'm not going to do it. If God says do it, regardless, I have to do it. So I said I'm going to do that. I mean, because it's so easy to cover up, but this year, those are the three things that I'm focused on this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It sounds good. That reminds me of the scripture the Lord gave me at the end of last year. He says, I was coaching one of my, I was doing some coaching with one of my clients, and as I was writing her assignments, then the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He says, you know, I have said in my word that that good thing that I started in you, I am faithful to complete it. I go, yeah, right. He says, I want you to do what I do. If I'm faithful to complete something, I want you to be faithful to complete something. And I'm going like, wow, God, yeah, okay. So I put that there in the coaching class charge to my clients, and I received that thing in my spirit, woman, to myself. I go, that's what I'm going to be known as moving forward is whatever. And I've been prophesied to, like most of us, been given those great after church, you know, in the middle of the aisle prophecies. But this one, when I got this one about, I guess it may have been about 5 years ago now, the prophet man told me, he says, your gift is you're a starter. You like to start stuff and keep it moving. I'm going, you know what? That's right. Well, I feel pretty good about that. And that's okay in its perspective. You know, a lot of visionary. I have a visionary spirit. A lot of visionary start things, but I want to be known as that person who not only starts something, but finishes it as well.
Okay.
And so, I think that's important because when we think about, we're talking about creativity in a minute, but think of a seamstress. You to go out and buy the material, right? They get the pattern, they come home, they cut it out, and they leave it on the sewing machine and walk away. When is that dress going to be completed? When are you going to put it on? You know what I'm saying? When are you going to sew the parts together, put the hem in, put the zipper in, whatever you have to do that's there, and just finish it. The reason I know that this is the Holy Spirit speaking to me is I remember when I thought about that, I had to take years ago, they don't have that much to stake. Now they're kind of, you have to specialize in things or major in things, but we all had to take, including the boys in our school back in the day, we had to take homemaking. And in homemaking, you had to make, in order to get out of homemaking one, you had to make one dress or one whatever. And I remember being, I didn't mind cutting the pattern out. I didn't, none of that part. I didn't mind sewing up the sides and this and that. But when it came down to the zipper and the sleeves and the hemming, I didn't want to do none of that. And that, I had to do all that to finish the dress. So I hemmed hard around and kept, got down to the last 2 weeks of the class. And my homemaker, I can't remember her name right now, it's been so long ago, but I can see her face right now. I remember, Verlaine, you got to finish this dress. I go, but It's the zipper. That's so hard. Hemming, that's so
hard. Mm.
I must have flashed.
I wish I had taken that class.
Yeah. She had me finish that dress because I was just like, I got to that place. I just couldn't do it. But and then I didn't like sewing after that. It's kind of like, cause, yeah, you get down to that part, and I didn't have the patience. I didn't want to do it, and all it really took was patience, I believe. But to me, I had made up in my mind that's the hard part, that's the difficult part. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So, yeah. See
what
how
was I thinking
that
class?
That's been an old spirit. I got to root that thing out and go like, you know what? I still don't want to make a dress. I like make things. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming from that, I want to be a person who starts something, and I'm going to go straight to the matter now, who start a book and finish it. I start writing a book, I'm not going to stop until the book is done.
Amen. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, so it sounds like we should hold each other accountable. Is that it?
I think we should. Let's just do
it. Let's do it, because I think we should. You need an accountability partner.
We need an accountability partner. I hired a coach, a writer's coach, and I said, you know, Abigail is, you know, very well published and mainstream
mm-hmm.
as well as self-published. So, and she's with Harvest Publishing on mainstream, and then she has the Handle Your Business Girl publishing arm that's there that I'm going to, you know, she's going to do some coaching with me and publish some of my books that I have. I got seven properties on the table, seven books in various stages of being complete. Now,
okay.
You know. So my
yeah,
first
yes, I do
deadline,
know.
Yeah. Her first deadline for the next book that's going to roll out of here. I published once. Now, I did do Woman by Revelation, but I just did the workbook part first. Now, I got to go back, and that's one of the books on the list, to go back and do the full book content. But I think the next one is going to be, I know the next one is going to be Window Panes. I want to roll that out in April, the end of April. And so my writing coach, and giving me a deadline for, you know, to submit different chapters and this and that, and you know, go forward. But and plus the 1st of January, the first Saturday in January, to make sure that my foot is held to the fire, I'm going to do the writer's intensive called Turning My Own Pages. I've been advertising that on Facebook. I think you may have seen a couple of those, Tanya.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be scared. I wish I were there.
Oh, I get it. You know what? And several people from out of state, Texas and Indiana, Warford, they want to be a part of. So we're Skyping them in on the morning sessions. But the afternoon sessions are going to be pretty much the writing clinic part. The where you just actually, and you've been in some of my online writing clinics before, where you do the writing and you come back with your piece. But in the morning, it's going to be a lot of the technique stuff done. So if
oh,
you want
okay.
to be Skyped in, let me know. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And so we'll have that information out by the first of next week on how you can call in and Skype in and be a part of that teaching. But, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to turn our own pages in 2015, and we're going to finish these books, right?
That's right.
Yeah, now you're a prolific writer yourself. I mean, you do a lot of great prose and poetry and songs and this and that. And you do a lot of audio publishing, which is really cool.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I just actually, I just had my first devotional. I just completed, which I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
putting out in February. By the first weekend of February, called Shattering the Shame Devotional.
Shattering the Shame? Ooh, I love
Shattering
that.
The Shame Devotional. Yeah, to help, because I believe that God really wants us to move forward, of course, but many of us have secret shame that we are dealing
yeah.
with. So in this devotional, God has given me several devotionals to really speak to the heart of the matter.
I love it. Shattering the Shame. And they're going to be able to order that from your website?
Yes, I will make it available. Yes, because I will be doing a self-publish, so yeah.
Okay. And even when you self-publish, you can also place it even in your ebook, if you do an ebook too, on Amazon.com as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, we look forward to it. You know, keep us posted on when that's coming out. We definitely want to interview you more in detail about the book and let everybody know how they can get it. That's awesome.
Okay.
So you working on something else after that?
Yes, I have I have several projects going on right now. It feels good. I finished another poetry book entitled Black Autumn Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hired when I visited you there in the Virginia area. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Black Autumn Poetry.
Wow. So tell me the moment you got that.
Sorry, what was your question, Dr. Z?
Yeah, tell me when you got that. What inspired you when you're out here on the East Coast?
It was just being there on the East Coast with you all and visiting some of the sites, but I was just in a place where God was began to restore me to the authentic person he called me to be. So that was the beginning of it. So I took a lot of pictures, especially of the fall foliage, and so that's what really inspired me. And plus being a part of Sister Care, that really lit the flame, you know. So for me to start writing in a more authentic way, yes.
Awesome. You know, I really, I'm excited about how God will go to, I call the extremes, to get us to that place where he really wants us to be. I mean, it took you coming from the West Coast to the East Coast and spending some time and just being in tune, you know, with what God is, you're listening for the Spirit, you know, as I would say. The other day, I went to the, you know, I'm one of those consummate thrift shoppers this year. And I want to tell the whole world is I got my China cabinet that I've been looking for a long time. And I got it for a fantastic price. So while my husband and a friend of mine were getting it loaded up on the truck, I was browsing around the store. And promise, I found a photo, all framed and everything, of a window. And in the house window, it had on the windowsill a heart, a teacup, a little picture, looked like a little bear, caricature, and actually two teacups and a heart. And in the background, you can see through the window, it's kind of like a wintry scene that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to send you a copy of it. That thing is driving me, I know. And just that day, earlier that morning, I had been on the phone with my publisher and saying, this is the book that I'm going to submit for publishing, The Window Pane. And so that afternoon, to find that photograph, not even looking for it, not even thinking about it. But you know, when you lay your eyes on something that you know is already in your spirit, you know that, oh my God, this is God just confirming what I'm supposed to be doing. So that really blessed me. It really did. So I said that to say that when God wants us to do something, he's going to put the inspiration, the motivation, the tools, all the signs. He's just going to lead you into it. You just have to follow through.
Yes. Absolutely. I believe that. Uh-huh.
And so what are some of the things that we're going to go to just kind of so we can help somebody really today on the broadcast? We talk about what God up to us, up to in us, and I think we're both on the same page where we need to hold each other accountable and to follow through. But what are some of the other things, if there are men and women on the line right now? Thank you, hubby, for listening in. I know he's listening in. But if there are people that God has given them something to do, whether it's to write or to sing or, you know, whatever God has given you to do, what can we tell them tonight to help them to be committed to finishing what they start? Can you share some of that?
First of all, I condition my mind. I condition my mind and tell myself, yes, I can, because God has entrusted this with me. So mm-hmm. I can, and now I must do it. Even if you don't feel like getting out the bed, write something. Do something. What I started doing is making like three on my to-do list, I've had three items, and they have to be completed. You must focus and commit yourself. And then number three, find who you can share with. But if you don't have anyone to share with, build yourself up where you're confident in yourself. That's what I have. Yes, that's what I've been doing every day. I said, I have to get up. It's not about who, you know, who's going to support, who's going to, because you want the support, because we all want to be acknowledged. But there's times when God will call you away by yourself to write. And he doesn't need the crowd. So you have to say, yes, God, I believe you and I trust you regardless of my feelings.
Wow. Look at that. I love that.
Yeah.
What I began to do, and I think I shared it with you recently, I'm reading this book called The Artist's Way, which is about higher creativity. And in the book, the writer, Julian, talks about doing morning pages. And in the morning pages, he says, when you wake up early in the morning, get up about 30 minutes early, and just write what flows out of your spirit. Don't try to judge it, get it to make sense or anything like that. Just let it flow out of you. You know, get it out of your heart, out of your spirit, onto the paper. And so I started doing my morning pages. I started being a little bit more intentional about my morning pages because I wanted my morning pages to really motivate me to complete things. So I wrote, and I try to read it every day, I can write a chapter a day. I will write a chapter a day. A chapter a day is written. A chapter, rather, is written today. Then, of course, there's other, like I said, I want to be completed in other areas of my life. I also wrote some of the other areas down there. I want you to get the flow of it. I can drink 32 ounces of water a day. I will drink 32 ounces of water a day. I drink 32 ounces of water today. And then I said, ain't that loving me, Dr. V? I am a completer. That's my standard morning pages for this week. Now, next week I'll probably add something else to it, something that I want to do, you know, to complete. But I know drinking more water, which I asked the coach me in it because I'm terrible at it, but drinking more water, you know, getting my writing done. So I just say, I can, I will. And pretty much I did it. The chapter is written. When? Today. You know, so that's what's been helping me. And I kind of looked at it this week so far. Today is Thursday. I found myself, Tanya, completing even more than I have on this morning pages. So it's really beginning to take hold in my life.
That's awesome.
Getting things done. You know, this morning I got up and I fixed my husband some breakfast, and I could have just did the breakfast and said, okay, I'll do these dishes when I get home this evening. But I had a second thought. Go, no, I started this. I'm going to complete it. I'm going to go ahead and wash all of the dishes. And I'm going to put on some dinner, you know, and put some dinner in a crock pot. Thinking about things that I can do now rather than put them off to later, because that's one big part of not completing things is you get so skillful in being a procrastinator and putting things off that you simply put it off until you're no longer inspired in that area. And so you don't
right.
get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning to be in present and in the moment and do the things that need to be done now. Do them when? Now.
Now.
Yes. Do it now. I got to start living that thing. Don't do that now, girl. You can do it now.
Right. Yeah, and it doesn't take a lot of time, because if you procrastinate, the project will seem so big. But if you just take care of that now, and mm-hmm. it'll knock it out in 15 minutes, you're all right. That frees you up
right.
to go on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, I know you have to speak to your body and get it to cooperate with you, because trust me, an hour before the broadcast tonight, I was so super fired, sleepy. I'm going like, okay, oh, my God. I'm so sleepy. Maybe I need to take a nap before the. I know if I lay my head down on that pillow, you know, you would be on this broadcast by yourself. So I had to speak to my body and go, oh no, I made a commitment to do this broadcast tonight. I'm kicking it off tonight in the month of January. Genesis Talks with Dr. V is on the topic, and we're going to talk about it. So I had to talk back to my physiology. And sometimes we have to do that in other areas to get things done. You cannot let that spirit of sleep. One of my preacher came to say, that the demon jump on you, you can't do it. You know,
yeah.
Or that, oh, I'm not feeling that right now. Mm-mm. Put that pen in hand, bring out that keyboard, do whatever you have to do. But get started.
That's right.
I'm okay. As soon as I get my hands in the soapy water, I'm good to go. It's just getting in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Hand in the water.
Yes.
And look at the sink and go, oh, that's a sink full of dishes. Okay, I'll get to it later. No. Run the water. Put your hand in it. Go on. And put them away.
That's right. I like how you said, do what you have to do to get it done. And if you look at most artists, most creative people, I mean, people who come out with hit songs or whatever, they're excellent, and they sometimes will stay up all night. Do what you do, what you do, get it done. Period.
Period. Period.
Yeah.
My daughter
has a
thing. She says, give God no excuses.
I love that.
Is give God no excuse. He gave the inspiration. Psalm 68:11 says, God gave the word, and great was the company of women that published it. I want to be in the company of women. I feel you do. I feel you do that publish it. Amen. God gave it to me. And so let's just get it done. All right.
Amen.
Okay, listen, I want to encourage you, one of you attend our Writer's Intensive, Turning My Own Pages or Not. I want to encourage you to get this book, The Artist's Way, Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity by Julian Cameron. It's an awesome, awesome book. There's a lot of great stuff in it, and I'll be referencing that over the next few weeks as we talk about, you know, your own creativity and you starting and finishing what God has given you. He's going to hold you accountable for it. Anyway.
Yes.
Your work, you know, put before you what you did and what you didn't do, and particularly if God called you to do it. So let's get it on, as they say.
That's right.
Next Thursday, I know Scandal starts, so we're going to have a competition.
when I cry. I'm only holding for 45 minutes. And if you're a writer, I suggest you go ahead and record Scandal if you must. But be on this call, so we're going to be giving you some actual writing tips, some things to help you complete your writing, whether it's a poetry, a novel, self-help book, songs, you know, technical writing, any kind of writing. If God calls you to do that, we're going to support you and encourage you in doing that. How about that?
How about it?
Awesome. Well, tonight we're on a 45-minute show. We have a few more minutes. Tanya, is there anything that you want to tell our listening audience before we leave them tonight?
Yes, I want to encourage the artists, to all of us, to make sure that you have a nice creative space where you can just, you know, be comfortable and just really begin to express yourself however you want to. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new year. It's time to come out from hiding and express yourself. Because Genesis 1 tells us that in the beginning, God created. So the creative power that he has dwells in us. So it's time to show forth his glory through our arts.
It is time. I love that. Well, this has been Genesis Talks with Dr. V and Prophetess Tanya. We absolutely encourage every woman in leadership to tune into this program, listen to it archive, if you will, and share it with others. But I'm also enjoying the conversation. There are lots of writers that I know on my Facebook page, as well as some of the other social media outlets. And you're doing a great job, but have you done what God called you to do? And if
Amen.
You haven't, we're the ones to encourage you to do that. And we count it on an honor and a privilege to do so. Again, Genesis Talk with Dr. Prophetess Tanya. And we both have said to each other, and now we said to you, Happy New Year. And whatever God has called you to do, do it and do it to his glory and do it now. Alrighty then. I'm going to let you pray us out. So we start that way, we can end that way. How about that, Prophetess Tanya?
That's wonderful. I'm with you.
Okay.
All right. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for stirring the wells of our creativity. We thank you for being the master architect, the master songwriter, and everything that we need you to be. I pray, Father, during this time as we study about the artists and, God, getting out what you have put within us, Lord, help us to attune our ear to you. Help us to attune our heart to you, that we will give the very authentic works that you have given us out to your people. I pray right now for this ministry, and I pray that, God, you, in all things, you get the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and all points in between, you can get that. Thank you so much for joining us here on Genesis.
My sisters, didn't we hear clearly from God tonight? His voice was healing, revealing, and renewing. Our cups are full and running over. Our hearts are infused with faith. Our spirits are ready to soar. We ask the revealing questions, and we receive loving and wise counsel as the Holy Spirit spoke through our speaker and each of our hearts. Now, let's trust. Let's walk in it, live in it, and be the truth that we have heard. That would be our response to the voice, the clear voice of God. Tune in next week as God continues to speak to our hearts, fill our cups, and provoke us to love and to good works on Genesis Talks with Dr. V. Good night.